Lori Prox here with Rod Morrison of Gilson Middle School, principal there. And we have a lot of two new principals, but you are, so you're kind of like the mature person on the staff and experienced. That's a better word, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Mature would be kind of a stretch.
Yeah. And, but a lot of new energy and excitement. And I know I talked with Jason Weber at Herman Hutchins yesterday, and he said a lot of collaboration between the schools and enjoying that. So, and I don't think we've had you on the air enough. We always have the superintendent, but nice to have the principals in. And how's it going so far for Gilson Middle School? Pretty active start.
Yeah, we're off to a real busy start this year. And Mr. Weber and Mr. Berkeley are welcome additions to the Valdez City Schools. They're both doing a fantastic job. And once a month, we're gearing up to get our staffs together. And so they can kind of work together a little bit, talk about expectations, and it's, I think staff getting together and visiting is a good, powerful way to increase what you're doing. We're off cross country, just finished up. Kids did a fantastic job. We had about 35 runners out this year.
A lot of runners.
Rachel Sutton, Kyra Meyer, and Megan Morton coached for us this year and did a fantastic job.
And for folks who don't know, that's a little bit hectic because the races are during the week, right? So the kids have to get all their pre-makeup done, drive up, run, and come back. So that's where those new tour buses with the bathroom on them come in handy.
The tour buses are fantastic. The kids travel way better in them. But yeah, it's a real load, especially on a sixth grader who doesn't even know what pre-makeup is, to say get your pre-makeup done before you can go. But it is fantastic to have opportunities like that for our students.
All right. And I know that you also have, you mentioned staff getting together, but you also have some kids coming up from the elementary school a little more, right, this year than last? Are they coming to kind of on different occasions to check out the middle school?
Yeah, last year we started some reading buddies with some seventh grade classes with, I think they were first and second grade classes. And we're going to try to do more of that this year, the reading buddy format, but also bring students to our building so they can kind of get a foot in the door. And it's always a big step to move from the elementary school to the middle school. We want to make that transition as smooth as possible.
And you have a few numbers, right? A little high, more kids than you had thought.
Yeah, our enrollment numbers are great, and that's, I say great, are high. We're at about 155 kids in three grades, and our eighth grade class is the smallest at 43, so our seventh and sixth grade are really solid numbers. We have a couple new staff that joined us this year in the middle school. Katie Thompson moved up from the elementary school, so we're excited to have her.
And what classes is she teaching?
She's teaching sixth grade language arts and reading. And then we also are fortunate to have a couple student teachers in our building this year. One is Jessica Vincent, who's a local, and the other one is Megan Morton out of Montana. So they're off having a fantastic year with us as well.
All right. I met Megan because your staff volunteered for Gilson Middle School skills testing. That started on last Thursday. There was skills testing for basketball. So I know there's 24 girls, including managers, and about 36 boys. And new this year, some sixth graders are playing as well. So I don't know. That's kind of a new development.
It is. We have talked about adding the sixth grade for years, and kind of the hesitation was, how do you find games for all the sixth grade kids? Basketball was the last activity that we didn't offer to sixth grade. So now every activity offered to the middle school is offered to 6, 7, and 8, which is kind of fantastic. Sixth graders are our kids, so we ought to include them in our programs.
And huge numbers for the boys. So typically there's an A and a B team. So with 22 players, girls, that's fine. There'll be two teams. But with the boys, you're actually adding another coach and another team.
Yeah, so we Valdez City Schools has been very supportive of activities, and we have the numbers. We're able to hire an additional coach. We hired a Mr. Doring from the elementary school, who's a new special education teacher. He's working with our C-team boys, and we're excited to have them to the program and add him to come help us out as well.
And kids at Valdez Schools get some interesting and outdoor activities, and especially this time of year, you've only got about a month to try to pack in some activities with the good weather. But eighth graders got a trip to the Mud Volcano. So tell us about that.
That was actually the sixth grade.
Sixth graders.
Sixth grade travel up with the science teachers to the Mud Volcanoes and to St. Elias National Park. And it's amazing how many of the kids have never been at those places, so it's quite an adventure for them. They do some prior work before they go, learn about the sciences of it, and they get to see it in action, and they come back and they do some work when they get back. But it's a really great way to start the year off. And we also have a seventh grade kayak trip that's happening
yesterday and today. Yesterday it cleared off nice, but we'll see.
Yeah, it was pretty foggy for most of the kayak trip. As soon as they hit the beach, the fog lifted and we had a fantastic day. And kind of a big shout out to Faith Ravel from the Valdez
Museum.
Yeah,
it's a little more than a kayak trip because she brings the history to it, right?
Yeah, she does. When the kids land at Old Town, we greet them like they're miners. We tell them they've come to the richest gold fields in Alaska. They're going to find gold the size of bird eggs. And we have several activities planned for them. And the cumulative one at the end is they have a fire building competition, but they have to find gold pieces to buy matches and wood and those sorts of stuff. And the kind of the lesson there is the people who really got rich during the gold rush were the people selling the supplies, not the miners. But we had a fantastic day. One of the kids said, "Mr. Morrison, this is the best day of school I've ever had."
Well, and there were some great photos. I don't know who had the camera, but they captured some excitement on the kids' faces of building. I think it was some of the fire building activities. So
yeah, we had several people with cameras, and our second group just took off this morning. So we're excited to have them hit the beach as well.
And for folks who haven't been in school for a while, technology plays a huge role. And so kids every day, it's an everyday appliance. It's like a notepad. They have a computer now. So tell us how technology is used in Gilson Middle School and any advances or upgrades. But for a lot of folks listening here, you know, that's not the way, obviously, we experience. I'm mature as well, so that's not the way we experience. There were computers back then, but we didn't have a personal one that we carried around. But that's kind of what happens. But they have to take care of it. And
yeah, so middle school kids are learning. They learn something every day, and they each have a school computer they can use in their classes. And we really emphasize with them it's for school use only. We don't want them downloading music or watching YouTube videos. And that's a lot of self-discipline for middle school kids, and it's a learning curve, and several of them, sometimes it bumps in the road, but we really emphasize the care of the computer. Kids, they do word processing. They do online math programs, online supplements. There's dissection programs online that you can go in and dissect something. It is really an excellent educational tool. But it's kind of a balance for us because we want to blend the technology in with what we're doing in the classroom. We don't want to rely just on the technology. Some kids still learn better with paper and pencil, so we want to hit all the different learning styles with our lessons.
And with technology, too, hot topic in national news is the cell phone, right? So I know that's a challenge that you've had, but you kind of have a balance where the kids are not, you know, when you walk into Gilson Middle School, the kids aren't all on their phones all the time. So how do you achieve that?
We took a little different approach this year because last year they kind of did get out of hand at the end of the year. In every classroom, you'll find what we call a parking lot, and it's a clear cell phone holders that are put up in the chalkboard. Students are not to bring their cell phones to class. They can have them at before school, breakfast break, and lunch, and after school. But sometimes they still bring them to class. So when they come to class, the cell phone goes in the parking lot and it remains there till the end of the period. And we've had a much better control on when kids are plugged in. It used to be pretty easy because they used to have headphones sticking out of their ear. Well, now they're wireless devices, so kids may have their hair over their ears and be plugged in and you not have any idea what's happening. So part of our job is to teach kids how to be appropriate with their devices, and we work at that every day. But
and the biggest way to do that is to keep them engaged in active other activities, right? So it seems, you know, there are a lot of things going on. I know Mr. Art's unofficial, but man, that guy's got contests in the gym, shooting contests, and he rounds up all those kids. But I know there's a lot of that going on as well.
Yeah, a lot of activities to keep middle school kids busy. They definitely need to be engaged, and Mr. Art's is a real saint with his Thursday foul shot competition, but every day he sets the lunch tables up in a different order, and he really connects with the kids, and that's a real value for us at our school, is to have staff that connect with kids.
Well, and that is the other thing, the staff don't all run off. They're around all the time. That's a big, I mean, is that a concerted effort?
Yeah, I would say all staff, including custodians, maintenance, you'll see staff in the building all the time, especially, and we had a big basketball tryout the other night. I think every one of the staff came out to help out run a station, and that's after hours. They're giving family time up
And it was from 3 to 7, really.
Yeah, 3 to 7.
Because it was two tryouts.
A lot of times at the middle school, we function like a big family, so when there's a need, then everybody comes out and helps, and it just is really a fantastic atmosphere and a nice bunch of people to work with.
And for the community, there are some events coming up that people can support. I think, host a basketball tournament, a big volleyball tournament. That's a lot of games. The volleyball one is, I know, kudos to the high school who just pulled off that. Todd Wagner said that's their biggest tournament because it's literally, but basketball game's an hour and a half, but these are quick sets. And so for the number of games and the number of teams in, he said it's by far the biggest challenge. So, and then I think track, are we having a home track?
We do. We host a home track meet as well. And along with the athletic activities, we do ed camps once a quarter at the middle school. And those who are not familiar with ed camps, it's kind of introducing kids to things that are not going to be introduced in school. And like, for example, Lori, you've had a radio station production one where the kids come down here and they learn, they produce a spot. But we're always looking for volunteers in the community to come out and help with that. The animal shelter's been great, the fire department, the police department, different entities. But we really want to expose kids to different things that they might become a career pathway at a later time in life.
Well, and long gone because it was spring, and that seems so far away right now. But also the middle school does a community cleanup. I don't know if it's not really just cleanup. It was community enhancement. You have a name for it. I don't recall.
Well, when I first moved here 18 years ago, I called it the Community Service Day, and the kids explained to me if you had community service, you were in trouble.
Yeah, you had done.
So we still call it Community Service Day. and our emphasis is the community does so much for our kids in our school that it's our way of saying thank you to the community. And every student participates. We've helped elderly with yards. We've partnered up with Marcy from the city and do all kinds of projects. But the kids really work a good half day. Every kid's out in the community being positive. And then we have a barbecue at the teen center when we're finished with that. And then the last couple of years, we've had a talent show after the barbecue. It's been a great day. But it kind of makes kids a little conscientious of when they're walking around in the summertime, they might see some trash on the ground. More than not, they're picking it up now, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I know some of the kids went to the Forest Service cabin and helped set it up for the summer and took great pride in the fact that, when visitors came, hey, we have to, this is cool, and it's really clean. We set it up. So good work there. So anything else happening at the middle school or anything you want to address community-wise? The other thing, too, we didn't touch on theater. There's a huge, man, those guys do a great job, Mrs. Houston and Mrs. Norris, putting on a musical the last few years. I mean, it's just always been amazing since they started it.
Yeah, we've done a musical theater production every, about the 1st of December is when the production happens, but it's really a fantastic effort. Generally, there's over 50 kids involved in one capacity or another. And when they perform, it's like you're on Broadway. I mean, the kids do such a fantastic job.
And that's the drama class and the choir
choir. Yeah, they collaborate and work together during that project. And Mrs. Norris and Mrs. Houston always say they make the middle school look good because when that happens, like, wow, we did that.
So, and somewhere around that time, I'm trying to think, I don't know the exact date, but there's a also artwork. So some incredible art coming out of the schools. And I think there's artwork.
Yeah, we call it a, well, you're going to.
That night.
We call it arts and performance night. And generally the band or the choir might do a song or two, but there's also a lot of projects that happen in the classroom. Everything from the math class doing
different things. It's kind of like a junior high show and tell.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like an open house with stuff we produce. The sewing class has got their quilts up, and the cooking class generally does treats.
But shout out. Can I give a shout out? I don't know this person, but I've heard so much. All the kids keep talking about the lady that's helping out in the sewing class who is absolutely amazing. And I had a kid say, well, she just needs more credit, this lady, because she is just awesome and she is there every day. So,
you know, you're going to, I'm probably going to enunciate her name wrong, but I think it's Mrs. Fosa. She's a former student's grandmother who's retired and comes in every day to help with the kids sew. And for those who make quilts and sew in town, our kids do some fantastic work. So, again, we're trying to introduce kids to activities that they might be involved with all their life. But she comes in every day and helps out, and she's wonderful.
And you mentioned a lot of the community is super supportive. So shout out to the folks I know who supported that class project with material. I think Copper Valley Telecom, and there's a few more I'm not remembering. But if that was you, I think there's some.
Yeah, we generally we'll look for grants and stuff for the community because the materials for those projects can be a little expensive.
And they're turning out some beautiful stuff, some
fantastic.
Beautiful quilts. Yeah,
absolutely.
Like a real keepsake.
Yeah, And then that's just another shout out for this community of Valdez. Thank you for all your support with our schools and our students. It's important that we get them engaged early so they'll be contributors in the future.
All right. Well, sounds like a great start to the school year. And maybe we'll have you back again in some other time in the spring, but doors open anytime.
Thanks, Lori.